From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots aimed at armed Iranian patrol boats as they sped toward the American warship at the entrance to the Persian Gulf Sunday. A U.S. defense spokesman said the group of four fast attack boats operated by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard ignored multiple attempts to warn them away by the USS Mayan, including the use of flares, siren, flashing lights, and a ship's whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
These types of actions are certainly concerning and certainly risk escalating tensions. And it is our view that we should look for ways to de-escalate tensions, not unnecessarily escalate them.
Another incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast attack craft approached two U.S. warships in similar fashion. West African leaders say they'll return to Gambia Wednesday to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step aside when his mandate expires January 18th. President-elect Adama Barrow is set to take power following a December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh originally accepted but reversed course, citing widespread errors, and demanded a new election. Jeffrey Onyema, the Nigerian Foreign Affairs Secretary, said the leaders of Nigeria, Liberia, and Ghana will be among those making the trip.
They agreed on their determination to resolve the Gambian political crisis in a manner that at every step of the way conforms with the constitution of the Gambia and respects the will of the people of Gambia.
A previous effort at mediation by the West African bloc ECOWAS was spurned. The group has not ruled out a military intervention. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament has begun debate on proposed constitutional amendments that would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping new powers. Stephen Zunis, regional analyst at the University of San Francisco, said Mr. Erdogan has been accumulating power for years.
This in many ways would just codify it and make it more constitutionally acceptable.
Critics warn if approved, the president, who has been in power for 14 years as prime minister mostly, could become a de facto dictator and move the country away from democracy. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, in remarks Monday to French media, said he's prepared to negotiate everything at planned peace talks in Kazakhstan later this month. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the Iran-Russia-Turkey-sponsored talks are not the best forum to achieve peace in Syria.
What needs to happen is what we've said all along needs to happen, and that's a UN-led process whereby the opposition and the regime begin to have a discussion about what a political transition can look like in Syria, a transition that incorporates the voice of the Syrian people, all of them.
The Kazakh talks remain in doubt, however, because opposition forces have not yet agreed to attend. Meanwhile, the U.S. says it carried out a successful raid against Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces said they made further advances against Islamic State in Mosul Monday, pushing insurgents from another eastern neighborhood. Sunday, units of the Iraqi army reached the Tigris River that divides the city. UN envoy Espen Barth Ida said Monday talks on reunifying the ethnically divided Mediterranean island of Cyprus have reached what he called a moment of truth. The next few days could decide if a peace deal to end decades of division can be achieved.
If it succeeds, I think this is historic for the Cypriots. They have been trying for several generations to solve this problem over a divided island. But I also think it would send a very strong signal to a conflictive world, and a world and a region in which we see many wars and many things breaking apart.
The Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders have launched a week of consultations in Geneva to tackle an array of disputes stemming from the division. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has approved a law requiring an alternative plan for August's election if electronic voting systems fail. Kenya's 2013 election outcome was disputed by the opposition. Critics say manual voting could open the process to fraud. A cold wave has brought heavy snows and bitter cold to central Europe, leaving more than two dozen dead, many in Poland. Former Volkswagen executive Oliver Schmidt has been charged in the U.S. federal court with fraud and conspiracy for his alleged role in the auto company's diesel emissions cheating scandal. President Obama, who leaves office January 20th, will deliver his farewell address at 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday. VOA will carry his remarks live. That's 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.